Okay, let's get into Parshas Toldos, Tavshin Peivav, 5786, and we start off with the first pasuk. We are now in the Parshios of Yaakov and Esav. As we have noted, up until through last week was Avraham, and this is Yaakov and Esav. Yitzchak gets a little bit in this week, digs the same wells, names them the same. The note we comment every year, how Yitzchak is the mysterious Av. And we start off with the first pasuk. Ve'el toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the toldos of Yitzchak. Avraham holid es Yitzchak. These are the toldos of Yitzchak. Avraham gave birth holid es Yitzchak. Says the Rashi. Avraham holid es Yitzchak. La'acher shakara kadosh baruch hu shmo Avraham. Achar kach holid es Yitzchak. So maybe it's the Rashi's first says Avraham holid es Yitzchak, not just Avram. So the emphasis is Avraham holid es Yitzchak. Davar acher, or number two, Aidesha kasav hakasav Yitzchak ben Avraham, chuzkak lomar Avraham holid es Yitzchak. Why? Because of the leitzani hador. The leitzani hador, those who scoff, those who made fun, that says, oh, Avraham. No. It was Avimelech when Sarah was taken. Shoykama shanim, shoasim Avraham, lonis Avraham menu. After all, so many years she was with Avraham and didn't have a baby all of a sudden. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tsar cluster panav shel Yitzchak doma Avraham. They looked alike. They do. So everyone saw it and said, wow, I know who your father is. Avraham holid as Yitzchak. And Yitzchak ben Avraham. Rav Soloveitchik here in source number one just notes one letter or one word. Holid. He emphasizes holid is more than giving birth to. Says Rav Soloveitchik, we should note the difference between the language of the Torah uses for Yitzchak and for Yishmael. And the this substantial difference sheds light on the two different educational moral approaches to raising children. Here, Avraham holid. By Yishmael, these are the generations of Yishmael, right? And use the lashon of Yalda. The formulation is almost identical, but there's a difference between holid and Yalda. Yalda, says Rav Soloveitchik, he can build a whole shiur based on these two words, even though it's the same shorish, but he assumes that holid is more of a causative, directional, not just biological. The progeny of Ishmael multiply exponentially, occupy large swaths of territory, and are dispersed geographically. It appears that they accomplished their growth and territorial expansion by military might. There are no Akedas in the lifetime of Yishmael. He grows freely, unencumbered by tension, struggles, or internecine quarrels. Basically, no challenges. Right? Yishmael, Esav, they're all, that's Yalad. He gave birth to him, and he gave birth to him, and they just multiply like animals. Lahavdil, not animals, but like animals multiply without any specific challenges to the race. So too when it comes to these nations. But when it comes to Yitzchak, Avraham holid es Yitzchak. He didn't just have him, he created him. That's what holid. The story of Yitzchak's family is quite the opposite. Yitzchak and Rivka had only two children, whose births were complicated and painful. Remember, Yitzchak and Rivka, they're the only, Yitzchak is the only Av that didn't have more than one wife, didn't take a shivcha. It was just him and Rivka. Just him and Rivka, the only Av that didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, the only Av that had one wife. So their lives were not simple. Their lives were riddled with conflict. Yaakov was compelled to leave his paternal home to wander from place to place, was never able to establish himself. The covenantal community must pay a steep price for its accomplishments. Holid means I'm giving you my essence. I'm passing over to you the tradition that I have received, and it's not just biological. By emphasizing, says Rav Soloveitchik, holid es Yitzchak, he was molded in him. He created in him the bris, right? He says, all this, skipping down a line, all this is embedded in the two contrasting verbal forms for giving birth. Yalda is biological process of continuity. The Hebrew word holid, as applied to Yitzchak, implies a multi-generational educational process with an eternal effect. That's holid. And he said a little bit later, he says that maybe the hay in always symbolizes, right? Avraham and Sarah both got a hay. Both got a hay. When they got a hay, it was after they were physically there, but they took on a new essence. The hay gave them a new essence to be the fathers and the mother of the nation. That holid, they gave that hay. They gave that hay to Yitzchak. Before the addition on line 34, before the addition of the letter hey, fatherhood and motherhood were natural institutions, impelled entirely by biological mechanical drives, which are common to the animal kingdom as well. The addition of the letter hey caused a dramatic change, introducing an element of teaching to fatherhood. A purvu does not end at birth, it begins at birth. And that's how we look at, you know, child rearing. Behi baram, right? That's the asakta b'peri yivarivya. Also, the Gemara, it's Shabbos Laman Aleph. It's not just, asakta. Did you want? It's an asek. It's an involvement. It's a continuous involvement, right? Yaakov Avinu when he was older, beginning of Ayesha, bikish Yaakov leisha b'shalva. It doesn't end, but that's the message of the hay. How Avraham put his essence into Yitzchak. I didn't bring it, but remember the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where he talks about the spiritual parade and the spread of monotheism that Avraham did, and he gave that all to Yitzchak. Gave that all to Yitzchak. He loved Yishmael. Avraham loved Yishmael. And twice last week, Rashi quotes that he did tshuva. But Yitzchak was the one that received the holit. Okay. That gets us started. Let's move right along to the beginning of the parsha. Speaking of the parsha, we have Yitzchak and Rivka davening for a child. Vayeter Yitzchak l'Hashem l'nochach ishto ki akarahi. Yitzchak is opposite his wife. She is barren. Vayeyasa lo Hashem. Hashem listens to him. Rashi quotes, Sadik ben Sadik. Vata Rivka ishto. And she becomes pregnant. And she has a lot of pain. And we know the story. Very interesting. If you look in the Hishalachti Mesochachem, source number 2 from Rabbi Blumenzweig, Rosh Yeshiva, Emeritus of Yerucham, source number 2. If you think about the two different behaviors of our first and second set of Avos and Imahos, how they dealt with their barrenness, how they dealt with, without having children. Yes, Sarah said, you know what, let me just bring in Hagar. She tried something. But, interestingly, we don't find that Sarah and Avraham davened for a child. Hashem promised a child, Abispein Abisarim. Okay. But here, we know Sarah was an Akara, vitally at 90 years old, and Avraham, you know, that they were promised. But what about before that? What about when they were 50? Right, Avram was 75, okay, at 75 at least, we don't find tefillah. Yitzchak and Rivka, Akara, Didavin. It's an amazing contrast. What's the message? What's the message? And again, all the behavior of the Avos and the Imos lay the groundwork for the future dar. Like the Ramban says in the beginning of his Hakdama Tishmos, Maisa Avos Yitzira Labanim. Not just Simon Labanim, but it creates, it puts it into our DNA and models for us. So, source 2. Bipsichas parshasenu, anu edim l'nisayon ha'akrus, shepoket es Yitzchak v'Rivka. Right? We see the challenge and the difficulty of Yitzchak and Rivka. Ben arba'im shana lokech Yitzchak as Rivka l'isha, he was 40 years old, and no children. Yisuen elu enam nosim es peirosem ve'enam avim l'leita. Ulam Yitzchak v'Rivka enam no ashim, they do not give up. Heim ponim u'mispal ma'akadosh baruch hu. And not just Davin, Vaye Aser, right, Vayetar, Chazal say, is a hard tefillah, like a push. Vayetar lo Hashem, Yitzchak, lo Hashem, lo Chachishto. He tried really hard. Chazal even say that maybe it was supposed to be 5 years later, but he pushed so hard, and that's why Avram Avinu had to die 5 years earlier, so he wouldn't Esav go with Tarbas Ra, because Avram moved to 175, and Yitzchak was 180. So whole discussion about how hard, but he davened. Vayetar. And as we continue, Nisyonam shel Yitzchak v'Rivka mazkir lonos Nisyonam shel Avram v'Sara. Gam heim ovrim Nisyonam shel Akris. They also go through Akris. Shebesof HaKadosh Baruch Hu zocher es Sara poseich es Rachma. And ultimately, Sara's womb is opened. Achevdel mashma uti mafrid bein hamikrim. But if you think about it, and many do not point this out, the different reactions between Avram and Sara and Yitzchak and Rivka. Ofan ha'iznago shel Avram v'Sara shoneh mizeh shel Yitzchak v'Rivka. His mode to do some shel Avram v'Sara in bayas ha'akrus, he passivit. Somewhat passive. He writes in a footnote, yes, of course, he brought Hagar in, but nothing more than that. They didn't really try to change the mitzius. Right, we don't, Avram and Sarah, Avram had one, but he was supposed to keep Yitzchak, he kept his promise with Sarah, and you don't find that he davened for it. We don't find. Hey, man, I'm Paul in Ma'uma. Enem is Paul in Makarish Baruch, who gave the vacations of Vlad HaMiyuchal. They don't daven. Ubchinem is Suyemes, Mashlimim Imamitzius. They kind of like, even after Yishmael got thrown out, you would think, okay, maybe Avram now would try to get another, but it's as if they come to terms with the reality. And even though they received, and Avram received a promise, you don't find that they did, that they pushed in order to have it, to actualize the nevuah. Pulas hamazes hayichida, right? Hagar, that was the only thing. Meida al hashlamay matzav akras. Okay. Okay. Chazal say maybe b'schus my giving the shifcha. Maybe Yishmael, he thought, and Sarah Tzocheches Alev Shavus. But again, Yitzchak and Rivka did not stand for it. They were not passive. They were not passive. Ulumazos Adrem Nirim Acheres, line 20. Yitzchak Eino Nichna Elmul Matzavo Akasha. Yitzchak is not lowered, is not humbled by his difficult situation. Uponel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Vakasha LiVashem Menu. Hashem, you need to help me. Hashem, you need to change this. You need to answer me. And the pasuk madgishiv vayetar lo. Right? It's the tefillah that brought about the results. Tefillah zu hi shecholo es haYeshua v'sheivia lo leida. It's the tefillah of Yisrael. What does Hashem say? Vayetar Yisrael Hashem Elokecho vayaser lo Hashem. It was that tefillah that brought about the change. So tkuvasam shel Yitzchak v'Rivka l'matzavam hi aktivis ubischus asiyasam imzochem l'vlad hamiyucha. So what's the relationship between these two different reactions, two different behaviors that we have with the two of the first two sets of avos and imahos? So says Reb Blumenzweig, there are two memras of Reb Yitzchak in the Gemara. Two statements. Line 31. Amar Reb Yitzchak. Why were the avos and imahos, why were they barren? Why was it so hard for them to have children? Difficult line, but Hashem yearns for the tefillah. He wanted the relationship. He wanted the acknowledgement of dependence. Right? He wanted the tefillah. So why were they akur? So Hashem is misava to their tefillah. But Rabbi Yitzchak also has another line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Interesting. Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama nimshala tefillah shel tzadikim ka'atar. Why is the tefillah of a tzaddik symbol, is an atar? Atar is like a pitchfork. A big pitchfork that you pick up the straw and you throw it to the other side. That's the shorash, vayetar. From the word ayin tafresh is the pitch, a big fork, big, pitchfork, rake. Ma atar zeh mahapeches atua mimakom lomakom. Just like this big pitchfork. Moves the grain from one side to the other side. Kach tfilasen shel tzadikim ma'apechas midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mibitas ragzonus v'midas rachmanus. So to the tefillah of tzadikim switches the midos of Hashem. Basically from din terachamim, from ragzonus, from strict justice to rachmanus, to compassion. So on the surface, it's two different statements. Why are the avos akuros? Because Hashem wants the tefillah. What is the tefillah like? What does tefillah do? It's like a pitchfork. It moves the midos from one to the other. Says the Reb Blumenzweig, as we continue, there's a connection between these two. If you think about it, and they're kind of even opposite. Right? Hashem ultimately wants his midos to be changed, so to speak. He wants to go from din to rachamim, but look at the second memra first. He wants to go from din to rachamim, and therefore he knows the only way that could be done is through the tefillah of tzadikim. So he makes them akuros. So they would daven really hard. So then memela, they could be involved. So he takes away, we're going to see this in a second inside, he takes away the power of life from them, giving life, so that they could get it back through their powers. And he quotes, to sharpen this idea, the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Tainus. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan on line 10. Shlosha maftechos biyado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlo nimsu biyad shliach. There are three keys that Hashem holds on to. Three keys that he does not share with others. Ve'elohein, maftech shel gashamim, rain, maftech shel chaya, childbirth, u'maftech shel tchiyas ha-mesim. And the tchiyas ha-mesim, and there's a fourth day there, parnasa, and that's even the Rashi Tevis, the Tur quotes. The Torah quotes this, Mafteach. Mafteach is the abbreviation of Matar, Tchias HaMesim, Parnasa, and Chaya. Ches is Chaya, and the Mem is Matar. Forgot the exact four, but those are the three. Mafteach is the three. Anyway, so what does that show? That Hashem doesn't give, by life is in his domain. It's in his domain. Dafka line 17, right? Dafka sachayim monea kadosh baruch hu meha avos. The power of creating life is what he withholds from the avos, who otzer ma'adam milashpia chayim hala. Right? He takes away, right? This shows the ultimate power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is in charge of life, and when somebody can't have a child, that's showing the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other statement of Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us that the key will then be given over based on the tila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu otzer azrimas achayim mishal ha'avos kedei she'em betilasam yishachvaru asotso matzar. Right? Hashem ultimately wants to give life, but he has the key. So how does he get them to have the key? By the tefillah, which changes midas ragzanas to midas harachamim, and in that way gives them the power. Yesh koach, skip down a little bit. L'tfila yesh koach l'chola ma'apechos. The power of tefillah, especially of the avos, but any of our tefillah has power to amazing things. L'shano says midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirogez l'rachamim. And both of these messages, the recognition that Hashem is in charge and the recognition that we could stand up and be mishane and accomplish through our tefillah, both of those are important principles, and each of the avos and imos, you know, reflect those powers. Yisrael and Rivka reflect the power, the second power. Tefillah is mishana. Tefillah is mashpia. Tefillah is like the atar. Right? That's the number one. But the Avram and Sarah represent the recognition that the Gimel Maftechos, Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's in charge of this area. Avram and Sarah, Hashem's in charge of this area. Yitzchak and Rivka, but we could daven and do something about it. But both of those are important recognitions to have, and that's those are the models that we have for our prayer itself. And he quotes the thought from Rav Cook as well. Okay. Let's continue. So the next pasuk that we're up to is one of the hardest psukim just to understand the pshat. The boys were fighting inside the womb. Vayisrotzitzu, Rashi goes a couple of pshatim, ritza, running, or fighting over the olamos. Vatomer imkein lama ze anochi. That phrase. Vatomer imkein lama ze anochi. Right, what does that mean? And she says, if so, why am I? Vatelech lidrosh es Hashem. So she goes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So what exactly does that mean? Lama ze anochi. So Rashi quotes maybe the Pashup Shat. If I'm having so much pain, why did I daven for pregnancy in the first place? Im Kain, if there's so much pain, lama ze anochi, why did I? Why did I daven? Why did I daven for this? I'm in so much pain. That's Rashi. Sar ha'ibur. There are many Pshatim given to this idea. I think years ago we quoted from the Gra. I saw a similar idea in the Menachem Tzion. Rav Zaks, in 5, but it's basically a similar idea to the Gra. So I gave the Gra again. We'll see the Menachem Sion, and then we'll go back in time to the Gra a couple hundred years before. He chashva. What was Rivka confused by? She did not know that she had twins. She thought that she had somebody. She had one baby, who couldn't make up his mind, poseach al shtei ha'seifim. And she couldn't handle that. She couldn't handle that. He chashva shebekirba rak ubar echadu partsufi. One baby with two faces. Ishiyut mufutzeles, a split personality. Adam bal moach shasua v'saduk, split, a split brain. Asher ratzim afarkis latzeis al pischei Torah, ratzim afarkis latzeis al pischei avodah zarah. Right, they run for Torah, run for avodah zarah. So imkein lama zeh anochi, anochi Hashem alokecha. The first dibur. If this is what the child is going to be, what kind of anochi Hashem alokecha is he going to have? Lachain l'amar lama zeh anochi haynu shepsicha al shi'a se'ifim einu yicholo lalechas sheluvas yad im anochi. Right, being this type of personality, you can't work with anochi. Hadibur harishon shalaseras hadibros. Rivka nirga'a. What does the next pasuk say? Don't worry, you're going to have two nations. How did that calm her? They're still fighting. Right? If it was just the stam, the pain of the childbirth, why should that calm her? Oh, I have twins? So now, maybe, if once you know the diagnosis, you can deal with it. Right, then if it's twins, okay, I realize twins, I have to have a higher level of stamina. But here, according to this shot, Rivka nirga kasher amr la shnei goyim bevinich, shnei lu'umim, b'mayachi reidu. Mutav hayala ben nosaf sheyehe goy gomor, me'asher ben yachid sheyeh hafachfach, poseach hashtei ha'seifim. I'd rather have two, says Rivka. One tzaddik, one rasha, than to have one that's half and half. Interesting question. Number one. Right, that's Lama Zeh Anochi. What about Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Od Yesh Lomar, Lama Zeh Anochi, Hainu, Lama Kala Charada, Shecharet Avram, L'Rechosho Si, Anochi, Le'isha, Libno Le'Yitzchak. So Anochi about me, right, we see, why did Avraham, you know, want me, right, if he was this type of child, you know, why me? For, some of it's coming from his blood, some of it's coming from my blood, from Lavan and Besuel, why me? So that's the Menachem Sion. Again, Anochi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. If you look in the Gra, the Gra says a similar idea. Again, he quotes a little bit different, a little bit different emphasis. Right? He quotes the Gemara that we like to quote that comes up. He quotes it. Psachim Kiddushin Baba Kama Bechoros. Shimon Amsuni. Hayadorish Kol Es in Sheba Torah. Right? He darshed every yes in the Torah. The word S is there to teach me something. Bereishis Bar Elokim Es Hashamayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. He goes through every S in the Torah. And he learns something from the S. Until he comes to Kivan Sashkir Shagil Hashem Shakecha Tira Piresh, as we know, until he came to Es Hashem Elokecha. Right? Es, what could you add on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, so he stopped darshaning. And his students say to him, Rebbe, Kamacha Darasha Matahe Aleihem, everything you darshan, what's gonna be? So what did he say? Kishem Shikibati Schar La Drisha, Kacha Kabal Schar La Prisha. Just like I got Schar on the Drisha, I'm gonna get Schar for stopping, because it must be that I'm not correct. If this S doesn't teach me anything, it must be that all S aren't there to teach me anything. So I'm throwing it away. I'm not going to continue darshaning. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, I could add something to the S. S Hashem Elokecha Tira L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. Fine. It includes it. We spoke about that in the past. Vihine says the Gra. Rashi Zal Pirish Kam B'Shem HaMedrash. He goes to the Pasuk V'Yisroso. Abanim B'Kirba. Right? That the babies are trying to get out. As we said, Rivka didn't know it was two babies. She thought it was one. So, right? Are there two sources, two gods? Again, Anochi of the Aseres Hadibros. Right? That part is the same as we saw. Lama ze Anochi. Shug neged mashi'ir lo beretzisa zuva. Chain vatelech lidrosh. S Hashem. So she went to Darshan S Hashem. Ratzolamar Lidrosha Pasuk. She went to Darshan S Hashem Elokecha Tira. Right? Went to Darshan the Pasuk S Hashem. Right? Which means that Larabos, what is that? Larabe? It's not Marbe, any type of other God. Tamid Chachamim. She Darshan S Hashem. Deoch Lidrosh S Hashem. S Hashem Elokecha Tira. Right? Referring to that Pasuk. Don't think you can add anything onto God. Remember, what did Shimon HaMsuni, why did he throw it all away? He threw it all away because, what, you could add on something to Hashem? That's why he threw it away. Comes along the Rivka Yemenu and says, you know, I'm going to darshan es Hashem l'rabot tamidi chachamim. That's what Rabbi Kiva darshaned, and that's what is alluded to in this pasuk, Vatelech Lidrosh es Hashem. Again, that's from the Gra a couple hundred years ago, the Menachem Sion. I think we mentioned a couple years ago also, the Briska Rav, Lamaze Anochi. I'm a woman. I don't even have a mitzvah purvu. Why am I in such pain? Or I didn't want to have an Esav. Okay. Now we move to maybe the major part, the longest aliyah in the Parsha. And that, of course, is the story of the Brachas. We have that Yaakov fed soup to Esav, and he got the brachas. And then there was a Rav, and we have the story of Yitzchak and the wells. We're not going to focus on that this year. But then we have, towards the end, we have Yitzchak Avinu wants to give the brachas to Esav, amazingly. I don't know when I'm going to die, so, you know what, go get me some good food, put me in a good mood, a couple of steaks, and then I'll be happy and I'll be able to give you brachas, right? Because the power of bracha is only when somebody's in a good mood. We even know that there's a ramah. It's not a mysterious, but it's one of the most difficult minhagim to explain. And that is why kohanim don't duchen every day for Ashkenazic minhagim in Chutz La'aretz. Right? It's not a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. So the ramah has all of these svaras. Oh, people aren't besimcha in Chutz La'aretz, except on Yontif, not even on Shabbos. Right? Only on Yontif. I heard somebody once say that in Eretz Yisrael we duchen on Tisha B'Av afternoon. So Tisha B'Av afternoon in Eretz Yisrael is more besimcha than every Shabbos in Chutz La'aretz. Right? Unbelievable. Anyway. But there's a mystery. But what do you see from that Ramah? There's an idea of simcha in order to give the bracha. Because the Kohanim aren't besimcha. They're worried about parnasa. So that's why they don't give the bracha. But that's the basis is here. Right? Yitzchak says, I want to be in a good mood. Get me some good food. And then I will give I'll give the brachas. So the shaila is that everyone asks, how did Yitzchak make such a mistake? There are many questions that could be asked on the story. Why didn't Rivka just talk to Yitzchak? Right? They had a different type of relationship. Right? Hardly any communication in the Torah Shebichsav between Yitzchak and Rivka. Right? Each relationship is a model for us to learn something from. Yitzchak and Rivka. There's a certain type of extreme relationship, but not for now. But ask, if you look in the Sari Alafim, source number 7, Srichim Lahavin, Eich Ta Yitzchak Avinu, Lehov Es Esav Yosem Yaakov. How do you make such a mistake? He loved Yitzchak Esav more than Yaakov. He wanted to give Esav the brachas. Achi Muchan Limsoros HaBrachas LeEsav. Even if you want to say that Esav was a good faker, what about Yaakov? Yaakov is Tam Yosheb Ohalim. Right? He spent his day in the Ohel. Ala Shal Torah. Bizmancha Esav Mevala Kol Yamav Besadeh. So question one, how did Yisrael make such a mistake? Famous question. Question two. Right? What happens? What have Igash Yaakov al Yisrael Aviv Ayamusheyo Vayomer? Hakol Kol Yaakov Adam De Esav. What happens? He's not sure. Yisrael's not sure who it is. So what? He comes and he feels Yaakov and he's like, your voice is Yaakov, and your arms are Esav. Good, I'll give you the bracha. No, it's only 50-50. Like, why was that good enough? Why was that good enough? Years ago, you remember we mentioned a Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says, Esav knew that Yaakov might try to get the brachas. So what did he say? He says, I'm going to talk like Yaakov. So if somebody comes in and talks like Yaakov and feels like me, then you know it's me. That's exactly what happened. Yitzchak, oh, okay, perfect. But without that pshat, like, why did he trust that? Akol Yaakov Adam De Esav. Lama Himshech Levarech Oso. L'chora, he should have done more research. Hayelo Lachar Yoser. Right, if it's only half. Me'achar Shorosh Yish Makom Machshosh, Shechen Yaakov Omei Lefanav Lo Esav. So, how is it that Yitzchak made such a mistake, so to speak, and Akol Yaakov Adam De Esav? See, he quotes something fascinating. So we all know, he quotes the Kutzker. Masha Omrim B'Shem Agon Mikutzk. I would say top 10 known Kutzkers. Right? What did the Kutzker say? The Pasuk says in Shmos Chav Beis, Anshe Kodesh Ti Yun Li. Be holy men for me. What does the Kutzker say? I don't need any more angels. I got enough of those. I need you to be a holy man. I need you human beings to be holy men. Anshe kodesh tiyumli. Right? Hashem yisbarach doresh meitanu sheniyah anashim kedoshim. V'lo malachim. Hashem doesn't want us to be angels. He wants us to be holy human beings. To eat, drink, sleep, have a regular, be involved in the world, and be kadosh. V'akavana he, Hashem yisbarach roseh shenisnahe kebnei adam. We should be humans, people. Lechov alisha v'lasik maso matan, do business, eat and drink and sleep. Ella shenasa kolzos b'kedusha l'man shemo. But to do it with sanctity. The goal of life is to be a human being and to be kadosh in that context. So says the sorry elephant. Hine, Yaakov Avinu haya ishtam yoshei ba'ala shel Torah yom v'layla. Yaakov was pure ruchnius at this stage of his life. Right, this was pre Lavan, pre Esav, pre Dina, pre-everything. Yaakov was Yom HaLayla. Lo pasik pun mei migir seyid evit stata yiparush who moved on me calling Yonei Lamazet. He was separate. Kamo shek matina Rashi. Remember Rashi quotes the Medrash on next week's Parsha. Vayishka v'amakom ahu. What does that mean? Oso amakom. He slept there. He didn't sleep for 14 years when he was in Beis Medrash Shem Ve'ever. Meaning he'd be used every second. Lo shacha b'alayla shei osik b'torah. Yaakov was kulo ruchani. Esav was kulo gashmi. Meidak Yisa Esav ayeshakua kol kulo b'olam hazeh. And Yitzchak recognized that he had two extreme sons, one in the world of ruchnius, one in the world of gashmius. Lo haya lo shum shaychus el hakedusha el adaraba haya misrachi kol yom me'ar hakedusha Yosef v'Yosef. So you have these two extremes. But Yitzchak and Rivka both know that the goal of life, and what do you need? You need Anshei Kodesh Tiyumli. You need holy people. So what do I have in front of me? I have somebody who's totally Anshei, and somebody who's totally Kodesh. But I need Anshei Kodesh. Right? I have somebody who is angelic, and I have somebody who is animalistic. So which is easier to do? Could you take the animal and like make him a little angelic? Or you could take the angel and ground him and make him a little more gashmi. That was the machlokas between Yitzchak and Rivka. What they thought would be the most appropriate mode of behavior. V'hashta, line 3, v'ros Yitzchak v'Rivka is called Zos. When Yitzchak and Rivka saw these midos in their children, v'kfar yadu etev, shirak me'echad ibnim yasam anivkar. Only one of these people are going to have the chosen people. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Avram said to HaKadosh Baruch said, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, ki bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak, nechleku Yitzchak v'rivka, mi hu ha-ben ha-yoser mukshel l'kach. Who's the better chance to get Anshei Kodesh? Who's the better one? Yitzchak savar she Yaakov kokach rachol muvdal. Yitzchak thought that my son Yaakov, he is such a gadol, he's never going to leave the Beis Medrash. He's never going to be. He could be the father of a nation. He's too holy. He is too kadosh. Einenu misugal lasok binyani olam hazeh b'avodat kedusha. He doesn't sleep for 14 years. He doesn't. Ki nimasu binyan olam hazeh to him. Right, that was his mistake. Right, he was totally wrong because look at Yaakov's life. He was more gashmi involved in Lavan and all the gashmi stories. But she'enenu muchan lasok b'hem klam. Hashikin Esav. Esav's rachel ben hakedusha. You know what? He could be inspired. He could be inspired. Haru osik binyani olam hazeh ubahadracha nechona with good, leading him efshel atos l'derech hayashar. We could get him back on the straight path. She yasuk binyani meilu bofan shel kedusha. V'alkein, that's why Yitzchak loved Esav in this regard. He felt he was more mukshar. Rivka Imenu says, no way. I know how far Esav is, and I know my son Yaakov. He could do it. He could do it. He could be a human. Right, he could do it. I trust him. I know. Yaakov, Ben Amuch Shalat Seis Ben Oham Shal Anshei Kodesh. V'Yav Shalom Asa Klal. And even though he didn't do Olam Hazeh yet, Mikom Akam Achesh Uish Kadosh Chodrachav Ein Bekdusha, he could do it. K'shi Yitzarech Al Pi Hashem Yisbarach Lasok B'Yan Olam Hazeh, Shiuchal Aso. So he could do it. I trust him. So both Yitzchak and Rivka had the goal, and they both admitted that Yaakov was the Ruchani and Esav was the Gashmi. The machlokas between them was, You know, how do you get to the goal, which is neither of these extremes? Line 11. Which child is going to be the Anshei Kodesh? So that was the machlokas between them. And here's a fascinating line. What a suggestion. V'alkein, you have to see if this works into the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Yaakov comes in, and what happens? Yitzchak feels him and says, Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yidei Esav. The voice, he mentioned Shem Hashem. Right? But he's Yadayim Esav. I don't know who this is, but it's somebody who is now Anshei Kodesh. He's somebody who has the Kol Kol Yaakov, and as the Yadayim Yidei Esav, I'm going to give him the bracha. The Alkein Kishenichnas Yaakov LaKabal HaBrachas V'Yikach Yitzchak Yikir Sheha'omeh Lefanav. Yitzchak knows that whoever's in front of him has the goals of what we're trying to, that we're trying to get to. Yesh Bo Tzram Elu Shakol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yidei Esav. Shuv Lo Ichpat Leim Hu Yaakov O Esav. Okay, whoever it is, you're the Anshei Kodesh person. So, you're the one. And he gives him the bracha with a full heart. Right? Does he say, even afterwards, you can even say like afterwards, like he was surprised. Right? Did he think, I mean, again, Parsha Pshat obviously thinks he was Esav. But you have to look at the psukim, charada gedola afterwards. But he says, what does he say? Gambaruch, yeah. Right? That's a question all the Mepharshim ask also. Even after, why isn't it a bracha b'taus? He didn't know it was with a person. What does Yaakov say right afterwards? Esav's like, how could you do this? And Yaakov says, and Yitzchak says, he's blessed. He should have, Yitzchak should have said, what? Chas v'shal, I gave it to the wrong person. He didn't say that. He said he was maskim. He was maskim. V'yam shalanj b'vadei, and Yosam anifchar. So he says, yirat sosh nizke li yosam shekodesh. But that was the machlokas between Yitzchak and Rivka. I gave it to you to read, but on a Kabbalistic level, if you look in the Gutnik, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I guess it was the Shluchim convention this week, so it relates to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He always has a thought on the name of the Parsha. So if you look in, back in the first Rashi on the Parsha, which is not much is said about, people usually just skip it over, right? Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. These are the generations of Yitzchak ben Avraham. What does Rashi say? Yaakov ve'esav ho'amurim b'parsha. What are the toldos? And then it says, Avram Olid is Yitzchak. Rashi says, Yaakov and Esav, who we're going to be talking about in the Parsha. Right, that's the toldos of Yitzchak. Okay, thank you. So Bav Sherebi says on a deeper level, Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov, which symbolizes the Ruchani and the Esav, the Gashmi, and the coming together for our nation, these are the toldos of Yitzchak, right, and that's what he taught us. Esav is more of the body, and Yaakov is more of the soul. It relates to these two extremes, but I just gave you that to look at in source number 9. Okay, next. There is a question that is asked by a number of the Mepharshim. Right? The question is Avram Avinu is, could have done this anywhere in the Parsha, but Hashem tells Yitzchak, I love your father because he kept my mitzvahs. At the end of Rishon. I love your father because he kept the mitzvahs. And there are a number of questions that are asked regarding this chazal, assuming we take it literally. One of the questions we dealt with maybe this year, maybe in other years, why Avraham Avinu did not do a bris milah until he was commanded, if he did all the other mitzvahs before he was commanded. But this year I gave you a couple of answers in source number 10. Called Yechiel, one of the last Talmidim of the Chavetz Chaim, he put this together, says, if he kept all the mitzvos, that includes Shabbos. But if he wasn't Jewish, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. How did that work? Right? He wasn't Jewish. Right? Ben Noach Shabbos Chayiv Misa. So one answer is that he wasn't completely a Ben Noach. There's a article by the Mishnah Lamelach wrote a whole sefer called the Parshas Drachim. And a lot of the sefer is about this topic. What was the status of the Avos before Maamad Har Sinai? But assuming that Avraham Avinu wasn't a full Jew, okay, he was the beginning of the Jewish nation. But what makes a Jew is chayiv in mitzvahs, and he was a chayiv in mitzvahs. Right? So, what do you do about Shabbos? So there is many halachic, we might call it chaps, that help out this answer. How is it that Avraham Avinu could keep Shabbos, but not keep Shabbos? Right? And that's discussed here. So you have three answers in front of you in source number 10. First from the Panim Yafis, from the Hafla. It says, Avraham Avinu Ayashovis kol yom b'Shabbos, u'motzi Shabbos asa malacha. He kept Shabbos. But Moti Shabbos, he did malacha. Okay, so what? It's not Shabbos anymore. Oh. For a Jew, night and then day. Vayar v'yivoker, halachically. For non-Jews, it's day then night. Day then night, right? It's a midnight start. So when he did malacha on Moti Shabbos, so for a Jew, he kept Shabbos. But for a non-Jew, he didn't keep Shabbos. Right? Because he did malacha on Moti Shabbos. One answer. Right? They say, quote, b'shem the chasam sofer. Number two, Avraham Avinu, line 13, Hayalovish talis b'siyatzis. He walked outside with a talis. With a talis, he wore tzitzis. He wore tzitzis without an eruv. Without an eruv. What does that mean? For a Jew, wearing tzitzis is a mitzvah. So it's a beged that, you know, that you're supposed to wear. And therefore, good, he kept Shabbos. But for a goy, he's not chayiv in tzitzis. If you're not chayiv in tzitzis, so then if you're wearing an extra beged, it's a masa, you're carrying something, and therefore you're violating Shabbos. So mitzad goy, he violated hotzah. Mitzad Jew, he was able to keep Shabbos. Again, each one has a chap. Number three, third suggestion here by Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. He quotes, Kaimalam sheshluch shalom kamoso. We know the concept of shlichus. Shalom kamoso, hainu dafka, but we know shlichus only applies to a Jew. Right? A Jew can't make a non-Jewish shliach. A Jew can't make a non-Jewish shliach. Ma'atem b'nei bris, ha'shluchachem b'nei bris. V'im Cain suggests the Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, ha'yochal Avraham Avinu l'shpos b'yom ha'shabbos ki yisrael gomer l'tzavos l'achem yavadav. Avraham Avinu told one of his non-Jewish avadim to do malacha for him on Shabbos. So, mitzad being a Jew, you're not my shliach. There's no shlichus for a non-Jew. And therefore I kept Shabbos. But non-Jew to non-Jew can be a shlichus. So if he was a non-Jew, then shlosham kamoso, he's violating, and therefore he wouldn't be keeping Shabbos. Okay. So three ideas that are mentioned by the Achronim. Okay. Two more ideas. Let's try to squeeze in on the top of on the back page, source 11 and source 12. So here's a Rashi that, some remember at the beginning of the story of Yaakov and Esav with the brachas. So it says that Yitzchak was blind. Kizakan Yitzchak atachene nemaros. Blind. How did he become blind? Rashi quotes three pshatim. Either he became blind so that this whole story could happen, right? So that Yaakov would get the brachas. Or he became blind from the smoke, the previous pasuk, the smoke of the ketores of Esav's avodah zarah wives. Or number three, remember Rashi says, from the tears of the angels who cried at the time of the akedah. Very interesting, fascinating. Says the Rashi, just find the Rashi. Rashi says, "Kishenecha lagabe hamizbeach vayaviv rotzel shachto." Avraham Avinu was about to kill Yitzchak. Ba'osa shah niftechu hashamayim. The heavens opened. V'ra'u malachei asharis. The angels saw Avraham about to kill Yitzchak. Vayubochim v'yardu demoseim enaflo leinav. They cried. And their tears went straight into Yitzchak's eyes. So malachim aren't physical. Malachim don't have tears. They don't cry. Okay, whatever. But it's a symbolic of something. Why were the angels crying? And why did their tears go straight into his eyes? Like what's going on here? Says the Ksav Sofer, source 11. The Tzarech Lomar Kavanas Hamaymer Sheyardu Demosei Mein Lo Muvan Shemalachim Hazil Demos. First of all, why were they crying? Yitzchak has reached the highest level that a human being could reach. Akedas Yitzchak. We still get schuyos for it. What was so sad? What was so bad? But nearly the fiery says the Ksav Sofer. Kima haya b'chias malachim al Yitzchak. Halo haya b'osas ma madrig al yona. Shiach adam lavo. He was on the highest level. V'kvar bol al taklis ha'amiti. The problem was, he didn't yet have Yaakov. That's part of his shleimus ha'avoda. He reached his highest level personally. But Hayatachlis Chiyusa Od Kedilholidis Yaakov, Ulamid Uma Yisraelis, the Jewish people. It's not just about Yitzchak. It's about Am Yisrael. But you know what the problem is? The angels see, yeah, you gotta have a Yaakov, but you know what? You're also gonna have an Esav. An Esav could cause problems, especially if he gets the brachas. Esav was the Bachar. And the Rambani quote says, in Nizbarach Esav, if Esav would have gotten the brachas, we would never have been able to survive all the centuries. Od ki amra Rivka, lefnei Hashem lefnei Moso. Shehevina, Rivka realizes that this bracha is lefnei Hashem, and we have to get it to Yaakov. V'im kein, tov she Yaakov yisak lefnei Hashem v'lo yolid es Esav arasha. Uli Yaakov she'olid lo yetukuma. What's going to be? If Yaakov is born, but Esav is born, and Esav gets the brachas, then that's also goodbye to the Jewish people. If Yitzchak is killed, goodbye to the Jewish people. Even if Yitzchak has two babies, but Esav is the Bechor. So the Malachim did what they can do in order to ensure Yaakov and Yaakov getting the brachas. They cried. What do you mean they cried? They were emotional. They did what they can to be able to create the continuity of Am Yisrael, right? And that's why Yaakov was born, but Esav was able to get the brachas because their tears blinded Yitzchak, and in that way, they continued the Misara. Okay. Usually in Chazal, I've noted that angels are usually against us often. Like, why are you showing favoritism to the Jewish people, and why aren't they saying Hallel, and why are you giving the Torah to them? But here, they're on our side. Last point. At the end of the Parsha, Rivka gives instructions to Yaakov. Rivka gives instructions to Yaakov. Run away. Your brother wants to kill you. So when should I come back? Mom, when should I come back? Right, when should I come back? So he says, V'yashavti imo yamim achadim. You should be there for a number of days. Ad shuv afachicha mimcha. Until the anger of your brother subsides. V'shachach eis asher asisa lo, and he forgets what you did to him. V'shalachti l'kachticha misham. Lo meshkal gam shecha yom echad. And you'll come back. So asks the previous pasuk I should have read. V'yashavti mo yom ha'machadim, ad asher tashuv chamas achicha. Stay there until your brother's anger subsides. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha. Until your brother's anger subsides. V'shachach eis asisa lo, it's the same thing. Pasuk mem dal mem heis. It repeats the same phrase. Ad asher tashuv chamas achicha, until your brother's anger subsides. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha, until the anger of your brother is removed from you. Isn't it the same thing? And ask the Tosefes Bracha, the Torah Temima, how would Yaakov know anyway? What, he'll wait for the holiday greetings that Esav will send him? Oh, I guess he forgives me now. Like, how's Yaakov and he's supposed to know anyway? That Esav is not angry with him anymore. Says the Tosefes Bracha. He quotes Tosfos Simsachem line 6. Ki kemo ba'ohavim, teva ha'adam, k'shoyves chaveiro, gam chaveiro ohev oso. Very often feelings are mutual. If I show love to you and I have love to you, you'll show love to me. If I have negative feelings to you, you're going to end up having negative feelings to me. Right, kind of like relationships are mirrors. V'zeo nikra ava mishutefes. Kach besonim. K'shechat soni es chaveiro, az gam chaveiro sonio, so they work together. What does the pasuk say in Mishle? Kamayim ha'panim l'panim, kein lev ha'adam la'adam. Like water gives you a reflection, so to relationships. Give a reflection. Shekamo shamayim marim es ha'panim b'domim la'panim ha'mistaklim. Water gives the reflection of the face looking in. If there's a smile into the water, then the water gives you back a smile. If there's anger looking at the water, then the water gives you anger back. Rivka is telling Yaakov, that's how you're going to know. The first is saying, stay there, ad asher tashuv chamas achicha, until your brother's anger. Tashuv chamas achicha. But mom, how am I supposed to know? Ad shuv af achicha mimcha. Until you start realizing and feeling not being nervous from him, when you start wanting to be with him, then you realize, because kamayim, this may be something within brothers and the inherent nature of brothers. He says, "Sheyada l'matay yashuv mimcha chamas Esav." Oz kishatu mimcha chamascha alav. So then you will go back. Ulufize meduyakim shnei apsukim beinyanam. It's meduyak two psukim. Harishon beinyan hagbalas man. The first one saying time until he's not angry with you anymore. Vasheni simim ledavar masayi tom ze azman. When is this going to end? Until when you don't have the anger for him anymore. So then that's a simin that he won't have the anger for you, and then you'll be able to go back. So we end off with Yaakov on the run. He's out. Yitzchak and Rivka, they took place in the Parsha, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up next week with Vayetze Yaakov and the ladder. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week might be on Tuesday, I think, Be'ez Hashem.